Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez catches it and throws to first to double up Nixon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Yost reaches second base with a double. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Chrisley reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowling for the out. Chrisley moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to home to get Chrisley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Button moves to second. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Button scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzahn. Kaline moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Muffet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Bruce now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Don Budden. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Muffet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Muffet moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Muffet moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, With the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bruce moves to second. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Eddie Yost. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil scores. Chrisley moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hardy strikes out. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Muffet hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee is 0 for 3 in the game. Chee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chrisley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Colavito, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Cash reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 4 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.